back. I see him back up here. Man. Let me get right.
Why did it work so well for you guys tonight?
I mean, you know, we had a great game plan laid out, and I think we went out there and executed, you know. We played complimentary football. We put the offense on what they needed us, and they made sure they had our back, too, so.
Did your game plan make a difference?
Nah. Like I said, when we had a game plan out, you know what you're going to do. You know how you're going to execute it, man. You just got to go out there and play ball, man. That's what makes us who we are. So we trust each other. We go out there and do our thing. So.
Ernest said that you think so you're a walking Hall of Famer. Obviously, you've only been in the league for 3 seasons. But what does that mean coming from him? And what is your confidence level when you view yourself among other defensive
backs? I mean, it means a lot. You know, it means everything, man. You're talking about a great teammate, Ernest, man. He everything to us, man. You're talking about a Mike linebacker who set the standard for us. Who go out there and keep us controlled, keep us composed out there. I mean, he's everything, you know. And for that, you know, right now I'm really just focused on the now. You know, living in the present. I'm not really worried about what everybody else got going on. No, I'm just living in the present right now. So.
How much do you enjoy those blitzes?
I mean, I enjoy them a lot. You know, I haven't been blitzing a lot this year. But like I said, it was for the best of our team. So I'm going to do whatever our team need to do to win.
Hey, Devin, for this defense, as good as you've been all year, to have this type of performance in this moment, what does it say?
It say we handled our business the way we do all year. Like I said, man, talking about a group of guys who play together out there, who give each other everything they need, who have each other back out there. Don't let another person down. I mean, it's everything you want in a defense. So.
You think this is one of the best defenses of all time?
I don't know. I ain't really think about that. I know we was the best defense this year, and that's all that matter.
How did the rushing coverage work out today?
I mean, it worked out pretty well. You're talking about we had a great game plan. We went out there, we rushed 4-1. We was able to contain them most of the game. Shout out to the D-line for doing their thing. And we held our end in the back end, man. Like I said, we kind of knew what they was going to do, how they was going to attack us, and how they was going to feature who and certain people the ball. So we had a great game plan like that.
Leonard said at halftime you guys were thinking shutout.
Yeah.
That's never been done in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How much were you aware of that and thinking about that?
I mean, we was aware. Like I said, we kind of let off the gas a little bit. And we, like I said, we're going to go back and watch the film about it. Because you set a standard for yourself, you're going to hold each other to that standard. We was kind of mad we gave them 2 touchdowns at the end of the game, but you know, they went out there and earned it though. But it's all right, man. You know, we played a hell of a game tonight, so. I didn't even know he fumbled the ball, to be honest. It was kind of crazy, my reaction was kind of late. I'm just living in the moment. Like I said, man, I don't think about nothing crazy or what I'm going to do. I just live in the moment. So whatever the reaction was, it was just whatever it was. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going down in history, so.
Talk to us about the blitz success you had this week. Is that something you picked up wrong as a potential weakness in their offense at Houston
Hospital? Yes, like I said, we kind of knew how their tackles and guards was going to set in certain pass protections, and we went out there and attacked it. You know, they was kind of struggling in this playoffs a couple of times. You know, a couple of people got after them, so we knew what we was going to do and how we were going to attack them. But, you know, things happen, man. It's football in the game, so.
Are you a natural blitzer? Is that something that you're
like
your favorite thing to do defensively?
I mean, nah, whatever my coach need me to do, I go out there and do it. So I don't really, you know, look forward to one thing or the other. I just go out there and handle business. So.
Had you ever blitzed that much, though, in the game?
Yes, I blitzed a lot in the game before. So, yeah. You know, our game plan really wasn't around him tonight. It was really more about the quarterback and keeping him contained in the pocket, and I think we did a great job with that. Obviously, you know, he's a great player. You know, he did a lot of great things in his league, man. I mean, you look at the guy's body of work, man. You can't take that from him. So, I think we had a great game plan. We just went out there and executed.
In the huddle, when you line up and you hear that blitz call, what's good
in your mind? You know, my keys, when he getting ready to snap the ball, and just how I'm a blitz. So, just the normal things a football player do. Just when they're going to snap the ball, getting a good time and the snap count and how they're going to and when he's about to snap it. I think we had a good game plan on that, and we went out there and executed it well. So.
Can you take us through both that first third down that you forced the incompletion and your early sack, those two plays?
I mean, you know, like I said, man, I just made the plays that come to me. It's nothing crazy. I'm not going out my way to do anything special or nothing like that. We had a play call, and I go out there and do my assignment out there, so. Not really, man. Like I said, all year, you know, we treat every game the same. It really don't feel like we won a Super Bowl right now. It seems like we're going to get ready to get prepared for another game next week. But, you know, like I said, I'm just ready to celebrate with my guys, man. We put a lot of work into this season, and we got to go out there and celebrate. So. Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch the game. I don't know when we're going to watch it, but we got to watch it, though.
Is the NFC, you think, showing that it's the best conference? It's 2 years in a row and pretty resounding victory.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just focused on what we're doing over here in Seattle. So. We knew back at OTAs. Like I said, man, we kind of picked up the second half of the season last year. We kind of knew what we was building to and what we could be able to do. And when we got all our pieces this year, like I said, when we set a standard for ourselves back in OTAs, you're talking about a group of guys who look each other in the eye and hold each other to that standard. That's us right there. And that defines the dark side. So.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.